It's often called the silent epidemic. Thaddeus Pham from the Department of Health explains.
There's usually not symptoms right away. It can take 20 or 30 years to show up, but for most people, they won't have symptoms until it might be too late.
Pham is hoping to encourage people to go and get tested before it gets to that point. He says as many as 44,000 people in Hawaii are currently living with hepatitis B.
And the sad thing is most of them don't know that they have it. So really raising that awareness is a big part of what we're trying to do.
While there is no cure for the infection, Pham says getting tested is critical. If caught early enough, the virus can be controlled with medication. But if left untreated, the consequences can be dire.
Because it affects the liver, it can eventually lead to liver damage, liver cancer, or even death.
The origins of the infection are believed to have started in Asia, where it's since been passed down from infected mothers to their newborn children. Pham says our high concentration of Asians and Pacific Islanders is a likely reason why Hawaii has been hit so hard.
So just by being born in those countries, sometimes you're put at risk. And I think one of the greatest things about Hawaii is that we're so diverse and we have such wonderful communities. So as part of our efforts, we want to keep our diversity and our communities healthy.
In an effort to raise awareness, the state is offering free testing and vaccinations, even for those who are uninsured. For a full list of testing sites, visit hepfreehawaii.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.